I rip my eyes away from the spectacle on the runway to rummage through my bag one last time. Passport? Check. Wallet? Check. Phone? Check. Watch? Shit. What is it? My sister asks as I dump the contents of my purse into my lap. My watch, I moan. I swear I had it this morning, and now I can't find it. Do you really need a watch on a yacht trip to the Riviera? Just help me find it, I beg. She tucks a wisp of blonde hair behind her ear and paws through the junk in the center console. Lauren is the spitting image of our mother, petite and blonde, while I'm our father, lanky and brunette. And yet our faces are similar enough that she could always get away with using my ID in the 4 years before she turned 21. Not that she needed it. My little sis spent even more time in the college library than I did. All that studying paid off because she's starting law school in the fall, and I couldn't be prouder. Finally, I unzip the side pocket of the little round crossbody Gucci insignia bag Summer gifted me and wrap my hand around the watch, right where it should be. Oh, I breathe a sigh of relief. Got it. Lauren studies me. You're kind of wired this morning. You have too much coffee? I fasten the watch on my wrist. I guess I'm just a little nervous about this trip, I confess. I'm not totally sure why I'm still invited. I've hardly seen Summer recently. But you guys have been BFFs forever, she says, surprised. Didn't she just give you that ridiculously expensive bag a few weeks ago? I nod, fingering the red and green stripe down the middle. It's the most expensive bag I've ever owned, and despite myself, I love it. What happened? She asks. I don't know, but I do. I unload my roller suitcase from the trunk of my beat-up Prius and give Lauren a hug through the open window. Thanks for letting me borrow your car, she says with a smile. Have fun. And please don't come back with a boyfriend twice her age. Ha ha, I return. I'm not Summer. She gives me a wry smile. I've never understood what you see in her. But the most exotic place a friend has ever taken me is Lake Michigan, so I guess you win. Okay, now get out of here before anyone sees me with this beater. I slap the roof of the car for emphasis. Ow! I jerk my hand away from the blazing hot metal. Keep me posted. She blows me a kiss. Give Granny my love, I shout after her. As she drives away, I feel a twinge of regret I won't be road tripping with her to see Granny perform the title role in MAME for the community theater at her new retirement condo in Lake Havasu. I blame Granny for passing on to me the acting bug, and always relish an opportunity to see her in her element. But as sad as I am to miss her in the part she was born to play, sometimes life demands that you sacrifice senior dramatics for a week on a yacht in the Mediterranean. I roll my bag past the rows of expensive cars baking in the summer sun to the two-story stucco building that serves as the waiting room for the small private airport and ring the buzzer. The woman on the other end politely informs me that the crew for my plane has not yet arrived and the passenger list has not yet been published, so she can't yet let me in. I'm sorry, she says. New security measures. Check back shortly. Fantastic. I'm 3 minutes early and clearly the first to arrive. Already sweating in the impractical vintage sundress I was so excited to find at a garage sale in Beverly Hills last week. The fabric is too thick for this weather. The bodice too tight. I wish I'd worn something loose and cotton, but I was doing my best approximation of stylish on a shoestring budget. So here we are. At least I have the purse.